Isolation on the Intergalactic FM with your hosts, Philip Jamisha and Ian Leonard.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Oscillations, show number 13. And today we're celebrating a very special gentleman's birthday. It's his 78th birthday. That was on the 26th. This guy was born in 1934. I want everyone to stand up and doff their peaks for the wonderful, the fantastic Mr. Hans Joachim Radelius. Yes. What a man. With me and Mickey and myself have had the pleasure to meet the guy. Wonderful, very quiet, very unassuming. But when he speaks, boy, do you listen. And when he makes his tunes, boy, do you listen. We're moving swiftly on to a track from Selb's Portrait called Prince Regent.
Thank you.
That was the wonderful Prinz Regent, and that was on Skion. That's on a Bureau B reissue. That track was from 1979. The first tune we opened up with was from Cluster 2, and that track was called Place, and that was on the fantastic and the wonderful Green Brain label. That was from 1972. Listening to that from 1972, boy, just blows you away as much as like anything by Kraftwerk, if not better. I've got a sneaky feeling that Kraftwerk were onto these guys from a very early sort of stage. They would have been doing their sort of organisation stuff by then. And Hans-Joachim Modelius and Dieter Möbius were just leaving those guys behind. And I really think that it induced a lot of catch-up in Kraftwerk's tracks and albums and stuff. So, yeah, that was from Selb's Portrait. Get a copy of that if you can. The Bureau B reissue is brilliant because you get some fantastic sleeve notes about what all the guys were up to. I mean, like, swanning off to the countryside, and you can hear countryside in these tunes, sort of the atmosphere and everything. Anyway, I'm going to play you a tune from Dursch de Wuster, and the track is called Johannes Lust, and this is also on Sky, and this is from 1978, so yeah, Johannes Lust.
Thank you.
the beautiful Johannes Lust from 1978 by Hans Joachim Wedelius. On recent shows, like especially when we're doing birthday shows, we've kind of gone for like a chronological order, but with this one, because Hans Joachim Wedelius's output is so prolific, I mean, he's just done tons of like fantastic things. Me and Mickey decided to sort of just like mix it up a bit. And we're going to play you something from French titled album Jardin au Fou. And the track is Rue Fortuné. And that's on Egg. And this is from 1979. Sorry, that's not Jardin au Fou. It's Grosser's Wasser, actually. And it's a track called Prothese. And that's also from 1979. But this is on Sky. So, yeah. That was Grosser's, was it? What I've lost track now. That was Grosser's Wasser, and that was a track called Prothese. No prizes for guessing what's next. I'm not going to introduce it because I've already introduced it. So if you don't know what it is, then you're not listening right. So here we go. This is from Jardin au Fou. Thank you. There you go. I think a lot of you out there probably think we're going from the sublime to the ridiculous. That was like almost like Oompa Pa on acid. The sort of very signature orientated Favisa VIP 600, was it, Mickey?
It's a VIP 600 organ, yeah.
Yeah, just a very, very significant sound from that instrument. Very important, that, because unfortunately, just roughly after making that album, I think Angio came out to sell that, and now you can't get them for love nor money, rare as Rocking Horse Scheisse. We're going to play you a fantastic tune now off Zuckerzeit. It's on a reissue of Four Men with Beards. I think it was originally issued on Green Brain, but this is from 1974. It's a track called Rosa. And in the reissue, you get some fantastic sleeve notes by Asmus Tietjens. He's a very close friend of Cluster, Dieter Möbius, and Hans-Joachim Rudelius. And there's a fantastic little write-up called A Hint of Utopia. So thoroughly recommend this write-up. Anyway, here's Rosa. Thank you. you go, that was the wonderful Zuckerzeit, the Sugar Years, and that was Futshi Tong. If you want to find out some information on Hans-Joachim Rodelius, I thoroughly recommend this book by Stephen Iliff, and it's called Painting with Sound, The Life and Music of Hans-Joachim Rodelius. I'll just read you something that's on the back. It's kind of a really nice broad overview of Hans-Joachim Rodelius. An idyllic childhood as an actor in the late 1930s German movies was abruptly ended by the firestorms of wartime Berlin. As a teenager, Rodelius was forcibly conscripted by the DDR Volksarmee, only to desert and face 2 years imprisonment with the hard labour, 1,000 metres underground in the coal mines. From there, Rodelius went on to become one of the most important enduring artists to emerge from the 1960s West German counterculture. Like Woody Allen's Zelig, he is a curiously omnipresent figure at several key historic points in time. He was a key player at the birth of Kosmische, Krautrock, synth-pop and ambient. His duets with Dieter Möbius as Klusser, once hailed 20th century music's best-kept secret, at least equaled the more well-known innovations of their German cohorts, Tangerine Dream, Kraftwerk and Cannes. His 40-plus solo albums were just as radical in seeking unlikely reconciliation with the past. Crosswind, Krautrock's brutalist modernism with an earlier strain of Teutonic inquiry, melding weird electronic with folk, jazz and classical voices to often stunning effect. That's virtually said it all, hasn't it, Mick? Yeah, get hold of this book. It's absolutely absorbing. And I'm going to play you By the Riverside. Thank you. It's a track called By the Riverside, and it's on Grandland, and it's a reissue, and it's from 1976, and again that's from the wonderful Harmonia and Eno 76 reissued LP. It's quite interesting how Brian Eno turned from being this like sort of glam rock pop star into sort of the ambient man that he is now. I wonder whose influence that was. Anyway, this is a track called Heiße Lippen, and it's the last tune that we're going to play from Zuckerzeit, that wonderful album, which is kind of a melding of two sort of solo projects. So you get like separate tunes from each individual star, that is Hans Joachim and Dieter Möbius. Anyway, here it is, Heiße Lippen. A little laughter at the end of that tune. 1974, my god,
listen to the drum machine in it. I don't know what it was, Ace Tone, or
just
that.
Like
burbling away in the background.
That tune is just as good as anything that Kraftwerk released. These guys, man, absolute legends, heroes. Anyway, I'm gonna play you another tune from Jardin aux Fous, a track called Étoile. And that's on Egg. Mickey's correcting me again. Mickey's great with his pronunciations. What is it, Mickey?
Étoile.
Étoile.
French for stars.
1979. Yeah, Jardin aux Fous. absolutely beautiful. I'm going to move swiftly on as well. We're going to have a look at a tune from Selb's Portrait, Volume 2, a track called Kichere Ebsen, and that's on Sky, and this is from 1980. Don't ask me to pronounce that tune again. Took us about 5-10 minutes to work out how to pronounce that tune. So here it is. It's from Selb's Portrait, Volume 2.
Thank you.
That was the Sublime and the Beautiful, Remember Those Days. I did a little mini mix for you there of obviously Remember Those Days, and I played you a couple of tunes from the Diary of the Unforgotten. Sorry, I didn't. I played you Remember Those Days from the Diary of the Unforgotten, which is Selb's Portrait, Volume 6. And I played you I knew this was going to tongue-tie me, Mick. Kich-e-re-psen and Grundelsi. I played you a combo of those three tunes, and I'm so glad that I don't have to mention those again. Anyway, just thought I'd sing happy birthday to Mr. Adelius. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Hans-Joachim Radelius. Anyway, less of that. Anyway, we've come to the end of the show. I'm going to leave you with the title track from So Is So So. Also on Four Men With Beards from 1976. So it's goodbye from me, Mick, and it's goodbye from you.
Ta-da!
And we'll see you in 2 weeks' time, because I think next week it's...
Resistenza.
My pronunciation has like gone out the window anyway. Here's So Is So So, and we'll see you So Is So So soon.